I haven't been in a lab in 43 years.
Susan Wade is a public school science teacher. This summer, when her students were home, Wade was still in a classroom, but sitting at a desk, learning new technology and teaching methods. Better late than never, she says.
Our sixth grade is now being taught an hour a day of science. They used to get 20 minutes every other day.
This semester, Wade will take her students out to local streams to collect water samples for testing in a lab. This kind of hands-on assignment keeps teenage students from tuning out math and science at exactly the age when most do. Wade is just one of 60 Buffalo teachers now sporting new skills, thanks to a $10 million federal grant. The idea? Better science teachers will produce better science students. The program trained many teachers from Public School 197 and will be put to the test here. It's on Buffalo's east side, an area rife with crime, drugs, cyclic poverty, and some of the lowest performing schools in New York. But 197 is not your average high school. Students choose between three science majors, wear uniforms, and are expected to attend college.
Watch out. Here, I'll come.
Hundreds of students pour into the hallways between class. Despite the school's academic rigor, Principal Rose Schneider deals constantly with low attendance and discipline problems.
You know what? Stop! The language is ridiculous, and I have company.
Kids act out for a reason. The bottom line is that we always ask why. There's reasons.
Overcoming these inherent challenges to successfully teach math and science requires more than retraining teachers. Schneider leads me to her school's new courtyard with a stream, pond, blueberry bushes, and a pile of rocks for earth science lessons.
I mean, they're out here, they're engaged. You know, it's very hard sometimes to get a 16-year-old to be engaged in science, and they're learning. Mm-hmm. And then they're able to bring all of this into the classroom.
A visit to the courtyard is a mini field trip without the need for permission slips. Physical science teacher Michelle Zimmerman says it's often students' first encounter with nature.
Because they're not used to it, or they think it might be dirty, and a lot of them have never had that experience. You know, to get up close to water, to come out here, to take a sampling, and then to go up in the laboratory and actually look at what's in the water.
The courtyard is just one part of a multi-million dollar renovation at PS 197, now rebranded as Math, Science, and Technology Prep. Schneider shows off new classrooms, some with better facilities than some universities. These investments set the stage for students to study subjects like nanotechnology.
Excuse the interruption. I just want a reminder. Number one, there are no...
Still, it may take a long-term change of culture at the school before its potential can be realized.
Because you have choices, and the school of choice happened to be this one. If you choose not to go to this school, then you need to go downtown and fill out an application because we have a dress code.
Most students here are pushed by their parents to attend this challenging school, Schneider says. They dream of their children going to college and finding good jobs one day.
Also, young men and young women, I am sick and tired of asking you to pull up your pants. There are no sweatshirts.
With tens of millions of taxpayer dollars being spent on new classrooms and teacher training, now the question is, how will students respond? I'm Daniel Robison for
WBFO.